This is the local VK5 news segment. Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5 KLD, with this week's news from the North East Radio Club. Now, the next virtual meeting of the North East Radio Club will be next Friday, the 28th of August, and it will be the tech night for this month. So if you've got a problem, you can ask if someone knows the solution to it, or if you've made some project that you're rather pleased with and it works well, then let us all know about it. So the call in on the Houghton repeater, 146.850 MHz, will be 07:15 p.m. for a 7:30 p.m. start. Now, the Northeast Radio Club memberships fees are due, and you can take advantage of the early bird payment by paying by the Northeast Radio Club meeting for next month, Friday the 11th of September. And if you've not received the invoice, then you'd better contact Charlie, VK5VC, by sending him an email to membership@northeastradioclub.org.au. And of course, don't forget the two regular nets that are conducted by the Northeast Radio Club every week. There's the Coffee Corona Club meeting every Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. on the Houghton repeater, and it's ably run by our barista Phil, VK5SRP. And of course, there's the F Troop net on Friday afternoons at 5 p.m. and that's on the Linked Repeater Network, and that's ably conducted by Field Marshal Tony, VK5FBIC. And both of these activities are good fun, and you may be able to remain in contact with all your fellow amateurs by joining in these nets. So hope you can come along sometime and join in the fun. Well, that's all for this week. 73's, good DX and stay safe from Les, VK5KLD.
Now let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is John, VK5DJ for the Southeast Radio Group. Over last weekend, the Southeast Auto Club hosted the first round of the SA Rally Championship in and around the forest near Seac Park, just west of Mount Gambier. Again, Surge received a request to provide all the communications to enable safe management of the event. Sunday was a long day, with many arriving at their points at 7 a.m. and not leaving until nearly 5 p.m. It was a huge dedicated commitment by all from Surge. A large team was deployed to man every start and finish stage control, plus an intermediate point at each stage. Our members were able to quickly report the whereabouts of all cars, plus report back to the scoring team at race control all of the competitors' stage start and finish times to enable rapid compilation of results. Some stations were also given the task of reporting any cars that made contact with a barrier. Such contact resulted in a penalty to the driver's score. I'm not sure if trees count as a barrier, but at least one vehicle found that trees always win. All messages were relayed over our nearby 2-metre repeater on the bluff, which provided excellent radio coverage over the entire area of the event. Radio traffic was constant but well managed, and our repeater performed flawlessly. Big thanks go to the 12 Surge members for an outstanding job. Well done, fellas. On Friday the 14th, we had our regular get-together on the 2-metre network. This week it was a Remembrance Day theme, and we heard some European wartime history from President Peter. This was a great introduction to the weekend's RD contest. As always, the RD contest was a pleasure to join and a terrific chance to catch up with friends not normally heard. Our regular Friday night hookups continue to be well supported and keep the team together. We've also been joined by a couple of new amateurs. It's great to hear them getting active on the bands. So that's it for this week. Keep yourselves safe, and I say 73 from Surge.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. We've started our lunches at the Blackwood RSL again, It's just like old times. Lots of chatter and catching up on the latest. The lunchtime menu has been reinstated, and the prices have gone back down to what they were before the shutdown. The next lunch will be on the 11th of September, so long as we do not have an outbreak like VK3 and VK2. If you wish to attend the lunch, you should book with the RSL on 8278 6253 or via email at rslblackwood@bigpond.com. We have permission to use the shack for an assessment and training session on the weekend of the 29th and 30th of August. Please contact the club's training officer, Sassy, VK5SN, by sending him an email to vk5sn@wia.org.au and let him know you wish to attend. He will send back a confirmation of what you are required to bring along with any other information you may need. Upgrade exams are also held on the Sunday. Contact Sassy to book for yourself in these. Still no date for when we can start the Shack Coffee and Technical Mornings. Thanks to Sassy and Barry for all the efforts they are putting in to get this session going again. Barry, VK5BW, and Paul, VK5PH, are working on sourcing two Kiwi SDRs and other equipment we need to add two more four-channel remote receivers to Paul's very quiet receiving site. We still have to resolve power supply limitations. We need more solar cells, batteries, and a radio quiet solar converter battery charger. The Kiwi SDRs are in short supply, so it may take some time to obtain them. I do know that AREG and NERC are also in the market for these. I've decided to close the Thursday night Corona net. Very few people are joining in now. We still have the Monday night net on the VK5RAD repeater, 147 MHz, with a 600 kHz offset, starting at 8 p.m. I've received some more information from the Mitsum Council about access to the hall, and we should be able to start our general meetings on the 17th of September. This was going to be a members buy and sell, but because of the problems of social distancing and sanitising items between each person handling them, we have had to cancel this activity. We have also had to cancel the big November buy and sell. We'll look at running one in the new year. AHA's website has been shifted to Kern Internet, a local Adelaide-based business, but we're still having a few problems with the site. It did not transfer quite like it should. You can send me an email to vk5srp@wia.org.au or a text message to 0428 835 621. That's all for this week, 73.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.